Tens of people are chanting to support Atalia Ben-Abba in front of the Tel HaShomer army base in Tel Aviv. The 19-year-old conscientious objector is going to refuse to enlist. Atalia is against the Israeli occupation of the Palestinian territories. She's carrying a big bag because she doesn't know how much time she will spend in jail.
It's empowering. It's very encouraging to have a crowd of people that are here to support.
This demonstration was held in February. Yet by mid-April, Atalia had not been discharged from the army. In the days before she was imprisoned, I talked with Atalia in her home in Musrara, a Jewish neighborhood near East Jerusalem, where she has met many Palestinians in her life.
The Israeli government is oppressing the Palestinians, and this is an occupation, this is not a war. My friends are soldiers, like all of my friends are soldiers. Like, they're good people and they're moral people, but they just play part of the system, and this system is immoral. I don't want to be the soldier smiling at the checkpoint. I want to be the one taking down the checkpoints.
Atalia is wrapping her hands around a cup of tea, like she was trying to find some comfort. She's worried about the consequences of her decision because in Israel, refusing to serve is perceived as a betrayal.
People see you as a traitor. They'll curse you and they'll threaten you and they'll be very violent and like tell you that you shouldn't be here, that you should leave Israel. And it's hard to get a job. There are some places that won't accept you to work there. I do it because I really care about the Israeli society. It's like people don't get it. Like, they think you're trying to run away from responsibility when you're actually really taking it on yourself. Like I choose to have this weight on my shoulders.
Free my sister and a political prisoner. Free my sister and a political prisoner.
Atalia's brother, Amitai Ben-Abba, plays the drums to support his sister.
She sees the political opportunity and she's using it in order to make a statement that Israeli militarism really disrupts the foundations of Israeli society. She's very brave. Yeah. I was not as brave when I was 18, 19. I found my way out in other ways.
Many Israelis are trying to get discharged on mental health reasons to avoid military detention. It's hard to know how many, since the official numbers are kept secret by the Israel Defense Forces. According to the NGO Mesarvot that supports the refusers, only 5 to 10 conscientious objectors a year oppose the occupation publicly. But there are thousands of Israelis who manage to get an exemption without making waves, explains coordinator Yasmin Yablonko.
For example, I got exempted for mental health reasons and I consider myself a conscious objector, but in the military statistic I will be counted as a person who got exempted for health reasons. Surprising fact for many people is that less than half of the Jewish population in Israel actually finishes the military service. But still, even with those numbers, the military is considered widely as a key element in being an Israeli.
The Arab Israelis, the already Orthodox, religious or married women, and the physically and mentally unfit could be discharged. Altogether, they represent a large part of the society. Ofer Shila is a deputy of Yesh Atid, a center-of-left political opposition party at the Israeli parliament. Former paratrooper in the army, he sits on the Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee. He thinks that there are too many exemptions.
It's more of a social problem and a problem of values rather than a problem of numbers for the IDF. And I think the risk is the ethos of serving among those who do will be weakened and actually is weakened by the growing numbers of people who don't serve. If the present situation holds, the tensions are going to be such that they will threaten the basic concept of the People's Army in Israel.
Refusers have existed since the creation of the country in 1948, but only a few of them chose to go public in order to spark a national debate. The conscientious objectors say they are criticizing the occupation because they love their country and they care for its future. Sabrina Mir, RFI, Jerusalem.